Victoria's Upper House of Parliament continued to debate the Voluntary Assisted Dying Bill today. The bill raises questions of what constitutes a good death for those with terminal illnesses. Bianca Robat reports.
There may be a light at the end of the tunnel for Victorians suffering with advanced and incurable medical conditions. The bill for voluntary assisted dying would allow patients enduring intolerable suffering to apply for a medically assisted death. President of Dying with Dignity Victoria, Leslie Vick, says the proposed legislation could vastly improve quality of life for an estimated 150 Australians per year.
As things stand, the Victorian coroner gave evidence to the Committee of Inquiry, and he estimated that about one person per week who is in a terminally ill situation and suffering in a way that's intolerable to them take their lives in violent, lonely ways, you know, using guns, or some of them jumped in front of trains and so on. Whereas, compared with the research from Oregon, once people have the medication, but the choice of ingesting the medication is within their control should they need to do so, the quality of their life is improved, and I would argue the length of their life as well, because they then don't do something precipitate. About a third of the people in Oregon who are prescribed with the medication don't use it, for example.
The bill takes inspiration from similar schemes in countries such as the Netherlands, Switzerland and Canada.
We have the benefit in Victoria of learning from the experience in those countries. And let me just take the example of the state of Oregon in the United States. They were able to learn from the experience there. They've had that in place in Oregon for nearly 20 years. So as you might imagine, there was a great deal of material to draw on there.
Many of these countries have long used a barbiturate called Nambutal to ensure patients pass peacefully and uneventfully. Medical ethics professor Betty Cha says research suggests Nambutal is the safest choice for terminally ill Australians.
So far with Nambutal, there hasn't been a recorded incident yet where it hasn't worked or there's been side effects that are distressing, painful or anything. With other concoctions, we have had those reported. I think the most important quality in any medicine or mixture of medicine would be the evidence that it is safe. You'll probably find that some people are cynical about the word safe in this context of assisted death or euthanasia. But what we mean by that is, you know, an uneventful, peaceful, unpainful, if you like, passing or exit, facilitated by medicines that would not incur further, you know, distress or further pain. And these would be found with evidence to them, as best we can.
In Australia, Nambutal is not allowed for human consumption. Victorian legislators have instead proposed an unspecified drug cocktail developed by compounding pharmacists. Professor Cha says these drugs may present significant side effects.
You wouldn't want further distress, further pain, it not working, you know, not having a strong enough dose or having too much of a strong dose. So it appears that the Nambutal works within 10 to 15 minutes in a gradual way, but not in a painful way. The person kind of slowly slips out of consciousness and passes away. With the other ones, there are these products that cause paralysis, heart attack and unconsciousness. So they mix these three products up. Sometimes it can go wrong.
Ms. Vick says she is confident the Victorian government will develop an effective solution.
The legislation provides for an 18-month period to pass before the legislation would come into force. Let's say it does pass the Victorian Parliament sometime in the next few weeks. It wouldn't come into force until June 2019. And the purpose of that is to establish all the training provisions, etc., etc., that would need to be in place, including setting up the Voluntary Assisted Dying Review Board before it came into force. And that would include people working out what sort of medication would be used here. I think some people have drummed up this idea that because Nambutal at the moment would not be permissible under the current provisions in Australia, it's as if there aren't other options, because there are.